بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I think at some point in our lives we all have a yearning for and a desire to get out. This is generally there's an epoch that one can describe as one's midlife or maturity crisis, where the things that made sense to you as a younger person and endeavors that one had as a younger person no longer satisfy one. That they no longer sort of nourish your heart, and that you have a sense of futility about what you're doing. In Hindu belief, there's this idea of there being four epochs to people's lives, that they start off as children, and then they go on to young adulthood, which is the second phase of your life, and then there's a third phase of your life, which is the householder. And then the fourth phase of your life is basically the sannyasin. It's the person who becomes a recluse and wanders off into the forests and becomes a person without name and identity and disappears. And that person then is ready for death. So there's a recognition that there's a part of our development as people, which is about wanting to go back to the forest, wanting to experience a naked engagement with the primordial and the real, wanting to find the route out of the city. We've indicated before here that this path that we're on leads out of the city. Someone can understand this yearning that we have to get out. What has become apparent to me as I've grown older is that many of us deal with this yearning in quite an ineloquent way, and it's partly because we don't really have an insight into, if you like, the fundamental rules that are at play, which make it feasible and possible for us to leave, to get out. Fundamentally, getting out, the most dramatic getting out, obviously, is death itself. I mean, that is getting out in the most absolute sense. And we know this is something you, as a Muslim, you may not choose. And the rationale is that you cannot choose to leave because you didn't choose to come. You aren't here at your own behest. You are here at the behest of other than you. And therefore, you also don't leave at your own behest. You leave at the behest of other than you. There's something that dysfunctions in the world that you're in, and the scroll of your rizq, of your provision, has run out, and there's no place for you anymore here, and you then leave. My late friend Fadi Domingo said it became apparent to him that when his father was dying, that his father had no longer had any rizq. And this had nothing to do with wealth, because they weren't a poor family, but the father couldn't eat anymore. He couldn't ingest it. What was apportioned to him became so small that it was no longer life-sustaining. And it is this idea that his life was sustained by what was apportioned to him, which is the critical insight here. He wasn't alive at his own behest. He was alive on the basis of what Allah had apportioned to him. We're alive by an ingenuity which is outside of us. We come here by an ingenuity which is outside of us. And we leave by a design which is outside of us. And we do not have volition about these things. These are not things that we are given the right to decide. The thing that we have the right to decide is what we do with what we have while we are here. Now, the overall rule of what we do with what we have while we are here is that we are here to contribute to the world that we're in. We're not here to get anything. The reason why we're alive is that we're here to dance something into existence, to bring something into the world. And that bringing something into the world is fundamentally answering that which the world requires of us. It is like a service that's being called for, that we, with our unique abilities and insights, can deliver. And this is not in big and dramatic ways. This is not about being able to find a cure for cancer or solve the plight of human misery. This is about what is the world that you're in require of you right now. In other words, you only have license to leave when there's nothing required of you anymore around by those who are around you, by the world that is around you. And the world that is around you is, in the first instance, your family and the responsibilities that you have with regard to your family. In our 40s, for instance, it would be immensely gratifying to suddenly decide that we are going to live on a desert island somewhere, because having to put the kids through school is just far too onerous a prospect. That we want to go and live somewhere in a cave. And I'm not even suggesting that that's not necessarily a choice that one cannot make, but that choice can only be made if that is what the world that you're in requires of you. If you have parented children in this age, then you have a responsibility to set them up to be able to succeed as adults in this age. And until you have done that, you don't yet have license to sort of move on to being alone. And this is also true in terms of not just the familial duties one has, but the duties one has with regard to the world around one. If, for instance, you play a role in an enterprise, and the role is no longer, for some reason, giving you any satisfaction, and you find that you want to go and do something else with your life, then you have to find a way to eloquently get out of the situation that you're in and find a way of handing over the responsibilities associated with the role that you have. And you don't have license to leave until you can do that, and you can do that eloquently. In other words, you don't barge out. You allow yourself to be you allow yourself to be sort of moved out. You create the conditions where you can quietly step out of the arena in good grace, and you don't behave in a way that'll disrupt the world in stepping out of the arena. And this is because you are not here at your behest. You are here at the behest of other than you. And while other than you has a requirement of you, then you fulfill that requirement. And you fulfill that requirement to the best of your ability, even if it no longer floats your boat. And it actually you find it quite boring. This idea that we're here to be entertained by the world that we're in can be quite self-serving. I mean, we're not here to be entertained. We're not here to have unboring lives. We're here. Our lives are serve their function when we are amazed, when we are enchanted by the experience that we have on the other side of having committed ourselves fully to an endeavor. You know, the other way of saying this is that you don't, until you have failed, you aren't yet in the position to see how he succeeds, how the Rabb succeeds. And you have to take your endeavor to the full extremity of failure. You have to literally exhaust yourself and your own resources. Now, we do sometimes think that we've exhausted ourselves and our own resources because we don't feel like carrying on. But ask yourself if the lives of those who are dependent on you and your most closest loved ones, if their lives dependent on you carrying on, would you be able to? If your life dependent on you carrying on, would you be able to? And if the answer of that is yes, then you carry on. And if you wish to leave, there is no harm in leaving. But if you wish to leave, you leave in such a way that the other gives you license to leave, because you have set the world up in such a way that you can step back, step out of the arena, step out of the world that you've been nurturing, in such a way that there's few ripples. It is done with subtlety and with grace. I do think there's a time in our lives where we are required to do a lot more seeing than doing. We are required to become more retiring. We are required to step back from the realm of action. We are required to build and develop an inner life and spend a lot of time in cultivating our inner life. That point, that time at which we withdraw from the engagement of the world and cultivate our inner life, from one point of view, is a natural event. And if it's a natural event, it is not something that you have to demand. It's not something that you have to propose with violence. It is something that will happen naturally. The world that you're in will create the space for you to become less involved, step back from the limelight, start develop more and more of an inner life. You must, the issue is to allow that to happen. The issue is to step back slowly and to create the conditions where you in a sense forget the license to leave from the world that you're in. Just like you don't have license to leave your life in a fundamental way, you cannot choose to kill yourself, this is not up to you. You don't have license to leave the life that you're living without them withdrawing from you, without them allowing you to step into the void. Our lives are aimed at a singular event, which is death. Our lives are a practice for death. Our lives are aimed at developing the eloquence to step back and to step out and to disappear. Our lives are designed to enable that experience. It is not something we need to force. It is not something that we have to do violence to our world to achieve. And while there is still a dependency on us from the world around us and from the people around us, the time to leave is not yet. I mean, unless otherwise decreed by the Rabb, where you get killed in a car crash or you suffer some fatal disease, condition or disease that kills you quickly and takes you away, if that hasn't happened, then you must create the conditions that you can leave with grace. May Allah grant us nearness to Him. May He grant us annihilation in Him. May He grant us death before we die. إن الله وملائكته يصلوا على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك نبينا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.